And now, young Widow Brown. It is late in the day of the opening of the trial of Dr. Anthony Loring for the killing of Horace Steele. Anthony's fiancée, Ellen Brown, did not attend the trial. Instead, she stayed at home in Simpsonville, one of the few people who did stay home, for Anthony's trial drew a very large attendance from the town that knows him so well. Now, Tina Fitzgerald, the newspaper reporter for the New River City Courier, has come to Ellen's home to report to Ellen what happened. And Tina finds Ellen sitting in her living room, her Bible open in front of her. And Tina says,
"Hello, Ellen. Come in, Tina. Your Bible giving you comfort? My ever-present help in time of need. Yes, Tina. It always helps me. Good. You're the first to come. Anthony's lawyer, Herbert Temple, will be here very soon. His wife, Noreen, called me.
Oh?
Davy has a raging fever with measles about to burst out. She can't leave him. He'll be anxious to hear, too.
You can be very proud of Anthony Loring, Ellen.
I am proud of him.
Lita Haddon was there, looking like the witch she is, glaring at everybody. Ellen, how can they believe her testimony? How can District Attorney Ralph Jordan believe her when she says she saw Anthony shoot Horace Steele?
What did Ralph Jordan say about Anthony?
Very little. I think he's holding his fire for later. He addressed the jury quite calmly.
He must be very sure of himself to have selected a jury so quickly.
Yeah, I'm afraid of that, too, to be honest. Anthony has so many friends in the community. There isn't anybody on the jury that hasn't come to him as a patient or had a friend or relative served by help sent to hospital.
Just what did Ralph Jordan say?
That he wanted Anthony convicted. He said that a good man can be motivated by passion, and that it was a long list of crimes committed in the name of love, and the killing of Horace Steele was one of them. And that was what he intended to prove.
Worse than naming me, isn't it, Tina? Actually, what Ralph Jordan is doing is pointing the finger at me, telling everybody I killed Horace Steele through Anthony.
It was a very brief presentation, ma'am.
And then it was Herbert's turn.
Yes.
Do you think Herbert was as effective?
In a different way, yes. There was real sincerity in his voice, Ellen, as he said,
"Your Honor, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, ordinarily, in talking about Dr. Anthony Loring, I feel it sufficient to say he's a good man. The prosecutor agrees with me. And I recognize a note of pity in Mr. Jordan's approach. Pity which indicates that he believes Anthony Loring killed a man and that he will try to prove it. I ask you to make him prove it. Demand from the prosecutor more proof than the hysterical testimony of a neurotic woman like Lita Haddon. Demand from the prosecutor complete proof. My defense will rest on a character recommendation which will put Lita Haddon's testimony to shame. My case will simply be the fact that Anthony Loring did not kill Horace Steele. Could not have killed Horace Steele."
That's what Herbert said to the jury, Ellen. And Anthony didn't kill Horace. He didn't. But the jury, what do you think they thought?
They looked very respectful, Ellen. Very respectful. They said,
"I wish I could have been there."
Anthony sent you his love.
You talked to Anthony?
Yes.
I wish I could have been with him. It was awful here, waiting, knowing what he was going through and not being able to smile across the room at him.
You know how hard it was for you to smile, Ellen, so don't worry.
I know.
And he's going to be all right, I think.
I haven't heard from Kevin Walsh, Tina. Jacqueline hasn't either.
Oh, yes, she has, Ellen.
What?
Well, didn't you know? At the trial today, Jacqueline said...
But she told me that she hadn't heard from Kevin. Tina, that would mean Kevin's going to Miss Scott's school in Connecticut was in vain. That investigating Lita's record there didn't uncover anything.
So that's where he went. Well, Ellen, perhaps...
No, there's no perhaps to it at all, Tina.
Jacqueline is protecting me. Well, that's him. Ellen,
oh, never mind. The important thing is that we all do our best to Anthony now. But there's nothing else we can do or we ought to do.
No, I may have been wrong, Ellen. Jacqueline may have said...
Never mind, Tina. Please, let's not talk about it.
All right.
Tell me more about the trial.
There isn't anything more to tell, Ellen. The judge called a recess, and Monday it will all begin again.
Monday?
Yes, of course.
Did you see Ralph Jordan's sister, Amanda, there?
Yes, beaming at her brother. And she and Rita Haddon went off hand in hand. Amanda Jordan is very foolish. She's going to live to see her brother made ridiculous by this trial.
Or famous in the eyes of some people. Because some people want a conviction without counting the cost.
That will be Herbert Temple, I guess.
Yes, I'll let him in.
Oh, I'm going now, Ellen. Is there anything I can do? Would you like me to take a note to Anthony?
No, thank you, Tina. Hello, Herbert.
Hello, Ellen.
Tina's been reporting to me about the trial.
Mm-hmm. Noreen feels badly that she can't be with you.
Measles can be nasty, Herbert. She has to be with Daisy. I'm all right alone. Goodbye, Ellen. Goodbye, Tina, and thank you so much.
Goodbye, Mr. Temple.
Goodbye, Mr. Fitzgerald. What'd you tell you, Ellen?
The truth, I'm pretty sure. But Tina let it slip that Jacqueline heard from Kevin Ward.
Yes, she has.
Bad news, Hubert.
Yes, I'm afraid so, from our point of view. Seems the headmistress of the school doesn't want to talk about Lita Haddon at all.
Why did he say?
Well, he telegraphed Jacqueline that Miss Scott was unsympathetic, but he tried again.
Nothing's working, Mrs. Herbert. Nothing's coming together in the right way. Why, I wonder?
Because this is only the start, Ellen. We have to wait.
Wait for more disappointments, more defeats? Is that what we have to wait for, Herbert?
I hope not.
Nothing's working out. The telephone doesn't ring with good news. The doorbell doesn't ring with someone telling me Anthony is... Oh.
Shall I answer it, Ellen?
Yes, Herbert, I can't. I can't.
Well... Kevin, where are you? Herbert Temple, of course. What is it?
Kevin, is he back?
Yeah, talk to him now.
Kevin, what news?
Ellen, I told Jacqueline not to let you know about my first visit with Miss Scott.
Yeah, I know, but I found out anyway. Someone let it out. It's no good, Kevin.
It may be better than I thought, but I don't want to raise your hope.
I'll be restrained. Believe me, Kevin.
Miss Scott says she will talk to me tomorrow. Now, this is what I want. Find out from Herbert Temple whether or not he could subpoena Miss Scott for the trial if I discover she has useful information.
Well, you can talk to Herbert now.
Ellen.
Yes?
How did the trial go today?
I wasn't there, Kevin. Anthony didn't want me to be there, so I didn't go.
Oh. Well, Ellen, let me talk to Herbert.
Yes, Kevin, yes.
And a little later, at New River City, Tina Fitzgerald now pays a visit to Anthony in prison, saying to him...
It's not an interview, I swear, Anthony.
I know, Tina. How are you? I finished reading your account of the trial. You're very complimentary to me.
Biased.
Your boss was biased.
No, he's biased, too.
Did you see Ellen?
Yes. When I left, Herbert Temple was with her.
It was so bad for her.
It's very bad. Worse because you won't let her come to the trial.
Is that selfish of me?
I think so, Anthony. I think that Ellen should see you. She's very lonely, very unhappy because she feels guilty about all this.
I see. It's not easy, Tina. They're going to say wretched things about Ellen. Ralph Jordan will torture her.
He's going to examine her anyway, since Herbert's putting her on the stand.
Any word from Kevin Walt?
He's still in Connecticut, Jacqueline says.
I saw Jacqueline today, in court. It's rather like a church, isn't it? Where you see people, you half smile, but not too broadly. It's all like a nightmarish kind of church service.
Yes, Anthony.
Only in church you find peace.
Serious, you're lost. Afraid. Wanting to wake up. No, I don't want Ellen to experience this with me, you know. Because, despite what I've told her, I am afraid. The strain is telling on Anthony as he admits his fear to Tina Fitzgerald. Will Kevin Walsh and Miss Scott in Connecticut provide new hope for young Widow Brown?